Well, hello, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of Twisted Tales with Faith
and Lisa.
And just to warn you, it is Lisa's turn to talk, so that's a warning, trigger warning for those who've heard her before. But also, her neck is swollen like she's got goiters hanging off of it, or one of those frogs that goes in the...
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, she doesn't feel great, so if she sounds a little weird, let's all just, you know, pretend to like her like usual.
Pretend to like me like usual. Mm-hmm. That sounds good to me.
You know, A for effort.
Yeah. B for... Never mind.
Yep. Well, mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie to you guys. We have no witty banter. We have no nothing. We're tired. It's been a long week.
Is it just me, stresses? Or do you complain a lot?
I do. I'm not complaining. I'm stating facts.
That's true.
I do complain a lot about being in your presence, but you're usually not there to hear it, so.
That's true. You're very nice to my face.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Some people don't have that courtesy, you know.
No. I was talking about that at work today, me and one of my coworkers in the personal line. I said, you and I are a lot alike. Like, we're both pretty catty, sarcastic, and, you know, bitchy. But the difference is, when I bitch and moan, I do it like over the top and make it to where you're laughing about it. And you kind of think I'm joking, even when I'm talking to your face about how much you suck.
Right.
I go so over the top with it that you think I'm joking and you laugh, even though I mean every word that comes out of my mouth. Whereas she looks at you like she wants to light you on fire. We say the same thing.
Pretty much, yeah.
We think the same thing. I just do it in a manner where, it's funny. Oh, it's just Faith.
I saw a meme once that said, people think I'm sarcastic, but really I'm just mean and they think it's funny.
Right. So anyway, well, what you got for us tonight?
I got an interesting little story for you.
It better not be like last time where I smashed the victim the whole time verbally. And
first of all, that was like hands down my favorite episode that we've ever recorded.
It is my favorite.
That was a good night.
I have been morbidly curious for 2 weeks now since we recorded that episode. And I'm like, they cut it. She cut the dick all the way off and they reattached it and he was a porn star. Tell me that there's not a mechanism in there.
I don't know.
I mean, not curious enough to look it up. If you have been curious enough to look it up, send me a DM. I need to know some information.
But I got questions.
Yeah. I got all the questions.
Yeah, I don't, you know. I mean, they call, like, the head of a penis the head, so is it, like, decapitation? Was it?
Well, there was that one episode in the summer road trip where I had the girl that they never found her head, so people leave pennies, and you got that Craigslist circumcision guy.
Yes.
And you were like, so both of our people lost their heads. And I was like, yeah, ba-doom-tsh.
Yeah.
Mine was horrible. Yours was an idiot.
I mean, you know, you gotta live that dream, man, you know?
You know, whatever it takes.
I watched an episode of House the other night, and a guy was trying to circumcise himself. Like,
why? Why?
You
why?
Know, with as sensitive as the male...
Yeah, you barely tap him. Like, if they're walking by and you flick it,
and he's like,
it's like,
I'm just gonna, like, do this myself, you know, with a box cutter.
Oh.
No, again, it was House, you know, could be real, could not be. You can't tell me somebody didn't
power.
Try it. Sorry. Can't somebody say, no, I can't talk. I gotta put it back in.
That's what he said.
Oh, God. All right.
Anyways, so, tell me a story. Entertain me.
Entertain
Delight
you.
My senses.
Oh. I'm so glad you know nothing about this story tonight. I haven't even given you anything.
We do not prep each other ahead of time.
No.
At all. The most we'll do is mock the other one and taunt them with,
yes.
Oh my gosh, this
I have the greatest story.
Yes.
Yep.
We will taunt the other one as soon as we know what we're going to do, but we do not share ahead of time. Like, I can't even title the episode, so finding these episodes after, since we're for once ahead.
Yeah.
Is an act of Congress, because number one, we all know Lisa likes to put trust in every single episode.
Oh, hush.
So, yeah, it's literally labeled today's date, and Lisa sucks.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
You know, I like to be known for the things I'm good at.
I wouldn't go that far.
Awkward silence. Okay. All right, so I'm just going to start the story with a name.
Okay.
And then I'm going to start telling you all about this story, and...
Generally how we do this.
I'm gonna do my best.
Let me guess, you're gonna talk.
I'm gonna do my best tonight.
Buckle up, ladies and gentlemen.
We both know how my best works out.
Her best is subpar at best.
At best. All right. I don't know if you've ever heard this name before, but this young lady that we'll be talking about tonight, her name is Brittany Zamora. Name, you know, ring a bell.
Zamora sounds slightly.
Yep.
But I don't know. I listen to a crap ton of podcasts.
Yep. And I'm sure you've probably stumbled upon this gem.
I'd heard Lorena Bobbitt before and obviously didn't know that story.
But I was dead wrong about that.
Right?
All right. So Brittany Zamora graduated in 2015 from Arizona State with a 4.0 GPA.
Oh, that's recent.
Yep. And a bachelor's degree in elementary education. When she decided she was going to go back for her master's, she got that. Honestly, this chick seemed to have everything going for her. According to some, she was beautiful. I mean, she wasn't like a bridge troll.
Yeah. Beauty's but in the eye of the beholder.
She ain't no 10. All right. I'll just throw that out there.
This coming from a solid 1.0. I was going to do below.
I'm
one,
actually like kind of
me
impressed.
Off by one. So
you
I was
gave
like
me,
1.
You gave
0.
Me point something. I, don't
I said
know,
1.0. I was going to say 0.1, but then you threw out the one so quick. I got, yeah. Shanghai.
I mean, as long as I'm not in a negative, I guess that's not bad. You know, I still have
positive
all my teeth.
Positive to positive, my friend.
I was going to say, I got all my teeth, which is a positive in the South, right?
It's a bonus, yeah.
That's a bonus. All right, so 2016, she received her license to teach. She was engaged that year to the man of her dreams, all that lovey-dovey crap.
Her literally, life was going so well before it fell apart.
Yeah. She literally had the world, like, by the horns, right?
Yeah.
Like, anything was hers for the taking.
How old was she?
I believe 22?
I was going to say early 20s.
Yep.
Okay.
Something like that. After her first year of teaching.
She decided to rethink her life choices.
No, yeah, no kidding, right?
Fifth grade?
Yep.
Oh, hells no. They're getting little attitudes.
At an elementary school, she received Teacher of the Year.
Of course she did.
In 2016, and then in 2017, Teacher of the Month award. And
do you know what award I'd get if I was a teacher? None.
I think you get a pink slip.
I think I would get a pink slip too. Pink's your favorite color. Take this paper. Go home for the day. Don't come back.
We will call the police. Yeah. So, anyways, she got engaged. And her and her fiance tied the knot, started their new adventure together. And apparently, like, they were like those kind of, you know, people that like to go outside and do things.
Nope.
Not like us.
Hashtag stay inside, stay alive.
Hashtag, okay.
It's my hashtag.
I like your hashtag. It's beautiful.
I don't like outside.
So, we're sitting outside right now.
Yeah, but we're in, like, a deck with furniture.
That's true.
I would still rather it be screened in or walled in, but whatevs.
Yeah, you can only ask for a few things at a time.
Yep.
So everything was just perfect, right?
It was until it wasn't.
It was great.
Until it wasn't.
So the assistant principal of the elementary school where Brittany was working got a job offer to actually be the head principal at a middle school.
Okay.
And he, you know, as well as Brittany was doing, was like, why don't you come with me to this middle school, basically.
Because middle schoolers are barbarians. They're little angry people that are just rage hormone filled unkindness, prepping for the battle of high school.
Can I say something?
Yes,
I love you.
Why?
So
it's a true statement. Elementary kids cute up until the end when they're getting ready for their war training in middle school, and then they're awful.
Yeah,
middle school is hormone. Defiance, hatefulness.
Well, you remember what I used to say when I worked at the daycare. Toddlers are like what, Faith?
Little drunk people.
Little drunk people.
They are.
You never know what they're going to do.
Or say.
Oh, God. Anyways. So.
Did she go with them to the middle school?
She did.
Shit, your life was going good.
She did. She took off and she went with him to the
story take place in a bathroom at some point?
No.
Okay, not what I was thinking.
Do you like bathrooms? Do you want to talk about
bathrooms? No, there's this true crime story. It's obviously true. It's it's more recent than that, though, now that I think about it. And you see this teacher. She's a cute little teacher in, like, upper middle school, low high school. I don't remember. And she walks to the bathroom, and you see this kid, like, walk out and go to the bathroom, like, a little while later. You can see it all on the CVT at the school. He leaves the bathroom, goes back to his class, comes back later in, like, a hoodie with his hood pulled. He had a hat on previously or something over his, where you couldn't really see his face.
Are you sure this wasn't an episode of SVU?
No, 100%.
Okay.
And then he comes back after school, like, when there's sports playing. And he brings, like, one of those huge roll-out trash bins, like, that, you know, they at your house. And he brings it into the bathroom, and he takes it out. And you can he assaulted and killed his teacher in the girl's bathroom at the school.
No.
Put her in a trash can and wheeled her. I mean, they caught it all on camera besides the actual murder.
Wow. I'd never heard of that.
Apparently.
This is not that.
Yeah, no. Okay, I'm good then. Continue. There's a little mini story for you. Hope you loved all those details.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, with Britney's career taken off, she agreed to go with him, and that's pretty much when everything went to hell.
Yep, you wanted too much too quickly.
I'm gonna stop right now, and I'm gonna give a trigger warning. I'm about to start talking about something that triggers me. So, if you don't want to hear my rants,
that means she's the perpetrator.
This might not be the episode. We are going to dive in.
Yeah.
And Faith,
I already know the crime because I know it triggers you.
During her first year as a sixth grade teacher.
Why would you do this when your kid's about to go to middle school?
Brittany was out for a day. She messaged her class on a class app that they had and said, hey, you know, I'm going to be out. I'm going to get really bored. So if you guys want to message me because you're bored, go ahead and just, you know, you can message me through our class app, right?
If she's stupid.
No harm, no foul, right?
But why? Okay, if you're not going to be at school and you've got a sub, why are you asking your students to text you, basically?
Uh-huh.
Speaking of, pause the story.
Yo.
So I will do some research before we drop this story, and I will post a link to the TikTok that showed this, but it was right when school started, and there's this new app. This new class app that you can get for middle school and high school. Some elementary schools use it where, like, it's you sign up for your classes and all that stuff. Like, you sign up for your classes, your electives, your homework. Everything's posted in this thing, right?
Okay.
So this dad wasn't 100, like, he, you know, quote unquote helicopter dad, I say involved caring parent, tomato,
right.
Tomato.
Yeah. So God forbid you check up on your kid.
So he downloaded the app because he heard his daughter, like, she was explaining what it is. So he downloads the app to his phone, and he showed all this. He took his information, edited it to where it showed that he was within age to be in the school, used a Gmail email account that had nothing to do with the school.
Okay.
And picked. You could choose whatever high school you wanted to in the area or whatever middle school, depending on what age profile you filled out. And it downloaded class schedules, attendance rosters for each class. It was a pedophile. Like he said,
God,
this is
like
a
stalking made easy.
He was like, this is a pedophile's dream. I can see how many girls. I can see what girls have to stay over for volleyball practice, basketball practice. Wow. Like it showed everything when they're transferring, when they have a free period, like when they're going to have lunch, when they're going to go to the locker rooms. Like it showed everything. And he said it never. Like, it asks you questions, but who's honest on filling those out?
No.
Like, it is literally, if you are a pedophile, that is the way to get into a school, to get all the information. Like, if there's a kid that you like, you saw a picture online.
Yeah. It's like a dating app. Yeah. You fill out your body type. I'm fit.
Yeah.
500 pounds fit, guys.
Yeah. So, yeah, I forgot to tell you about that.
I can't believe that's, and I'm not surprised.
I saved it on my thing, but he showed, like, he went through and he registered like three profiles in a TikTok video, which is 3 minutes tops.
Wow.
Showing you how you could jump around schools.
Yep.
Like, even though he'd already registered for one, he jumped to another one.
Oh yeah. I mean, you could have an
class
unlimited
rosters,
amount
everything.
Of Gmail accounts.
Yeah. So, I mean, and they didn't even make you verify, like you didn't have to verify you went to that school or anything. Like, you would think the school would give, like, a code that
they
you had
all do.
To enter.
They all have student IDs.
Yeah, so
the
enter
student ID number.
Enter your ID number or something. At least make it difficult. Sorry.
That doesn't shock me at all.
Yeah. Rant over. I just thought that was... I forgot to tell you about that when I watched it, and I was like, that's insane.
Yeah, you should have shown that to me. So
I'll send it to you when I find it.
Again. Like I said, she sent out this mass message to her class and was like, you know, message me if you get bored. I'll be bored. One of the 13-year-old male students in her class saw the message and sent her a message back that just said, you know, hey, Miss Zamora. And this literally just opened the door for her. So this brilliant, beautiful, intelligent woman started grooming a 13-year-old
100%
boy.
She did, yeah.
It went from just chatting to flirting, from flirting to Brittany telling this 13-year-old that she wanted to do stuff with him. And I'll pause here for a second. So there's actually stuff that you can pull up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
If you want me to send you the links, I can do that so you can post them on our feed or whatever.
Yeah, send me the links and I'll put them in the show notes and put some on the Facebook and Instagram. Yeah,
because there were some things during the interview with the young boy. And during this entire episode, he will be known as the boy, the young boy, the 13-year-old, because there's no names.
He's a victim.
He's a minor.
And we don't need to publish that. Yeah. It doesn't matter his name. Insert whatever freaking male name you want to.
Yeah.
She's a predator.
So there isn't a, there's no name to this at all. It's always going to be that. Anyway, so during the statement that he was making in an interview, he was kind of breaking it down by like what he meant by that, where she was, you know, kind of asking these, you know, prodding questions and then the little flirty emojis and the.
But again, we all know how I feel about people who prey on children. So remember that as I open my mouth for these next few words.
Okay.
She's a younger adult. She's in her early 20s. Yep. She's attractive. Mm-hmm. He's a 13-year-old boy that has just found out how to use the lotion in the tissue box for sad tissues.
Pretty much, yeah. Sad tissues.
Sorry, I watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and he was like, are those happy tissues or sad tissues?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, that's the same thing, because it's sad when you're by yourself having to, you know.
Yeah. You know what they say about masturbation?
No.
Just like procrastination.
Better done alone?
No, procrastination is like masturbation, Faith.
I don't know the rest of the saying.
Come on.
I'm waiting.
It's great while you're in the middle of it until you realize you just fucked yourself.
The F word.
Sorry.
I am the world's worst
you guys
procrastinator.
Can keep that. You can keep that. You can use that. Hashtag Lisa's funny.
That's never
going to happen. I don't care. Anyways.
But anyway, so back to... So, in his mind, like, this is great. He's got an older woman who's not like, you know, the crypt keeper after his Google
stick. Showing him attention like
and
that. Very flirty.
Even in the midst of, like, a physical affair, which I'm assuming that's what this is going to get to, like, in his mind, this is great. He's not a victim.
I don't know what teens think.
I just think that in the midst, I mean, he might have gotten to that point, but at the beginning, a 13-year-old kid... That is not my personal opinion on that, but anyways,
so,
continue.
According to him in that same statement that he was given to the police, that he went to her one day and was going to say bye to her, gave her a hug, and she began to kiss him. And so he kissed her back, and those were literally her words, or his words. And so the part of the interview that it kind of jumped around so much, and you could tell he was nervous talking about it.
Yeah, he's
and
a
so,
kid.
Yeah. So I don't know if he was being tutored or leaving late after class. I don't know where this took place with their first encounter.
Well, okay? you would hope she wouldn't start making out with him in front of a class full of students. But then again, she's not mentally sound, I don't think.
Well,
so.
Then this one kind of came back into play where she sent him a text message and asked him where he was one night. He was like, oh, I'm at my grandparents. And she asked him, again, this was still in his statement. She was like, oh, can I come over and see you? And he did that like, oh, haha, that's funny, laugh out loud.
Why would she think that would be okay?
I don't know. And she texts him back and she's like, no, I'm being serious. And so she actually went to the grandparents' house, parked up the street, and he snuck out of his grandparents' house to go meet her. Stuff happened in the car. I don't think there was ever any, like... penetration, but sexual acts occurred. Okay.
Yes.
Next part of the interview was even more confusing. The boy said that he was leaving from a talent show with his friend at school. He grabbed his backpack, and his friend was on the computer just messing around when Brittany started kissing him and said, "Do you want to go in?"
That's how she phrased it?
That's how she phrased it. He claimed that he never pulled his pants down or anything. I assume just whatever. She was wearing a dress, so, you know, just gave him access. Yeah, gave him access, right?
His friend right there? Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm... I don't understand.
Did the rubber bands in her brain snap?
Apparently.
The hamster stop.
Like, do you remember that episode of SVU where the teacher was like,
I knew it was getting
molesting and she had like a brain tumor?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, what? Like, what else could explain somebody fucking acting like that? Honestly,
yeah.
Honest to God, like, what is wrong with you?
You're an adult.
You're an adult. And here's the thing. Here's what gets me going about this whole thing. Okay, we sit and we talk about men.
All the time,
men
yeah.
doing this kind of stuff and how disgusting and perverted it is, right?
Right.
But, like, we know this goes on with women.
Yeah.
And we know women do this.
Yeah.
But the outrage is so much totally different.
Yeah, because all his friends are like, yeah, bro, you got an older woman. As long as she's mildly attractive, he's the man.
Mm-hmm. So, again, that happened. He said it only lasted for like a second or two before he was like, okay, I'm leaving, right? Another boy did an interview and said that he saw them touching each other and he was uncomfortable, but the second time he witnessed, he just got up and left the classroom. This boy.
What?
This boy
Pause.
Also stated.
Left the classroom? This is just going on at school where anybody can walk in?
Apparently.
She's gotta have, like...
freaking mental issues?
Something?
Or what's going on in this, like, after-school program to where she's left alone with these kids for however long? Because clearly, this is not happening during class,
but she,
right? I mean...
She doesn't care so much that she's gonna let him put it in with someone else right there and do this stuff in a classroom multiple times to where the same person has seen it twice. It was like the second time I was just like, well, I'm going to go. They're going at it again.
Yeah.
How? Wait, what?
Yeah. I know, ma'am. So
people suck.
Yeah. Kid gets uncomfortable. The boy also said he was basically a victim, not in the same sense as this other kid that, I mean, we clearly know at that point he was a victim. He had said that, Brittany had asked him a statement once when they were alone if he was uncircumcised or circumcised, and he told Brittany he didn't know what that meant. And so she...
How many boys did she go after?
She pulled up her phone
and showed him dick pics.
And showed him pictures of uncircumcised and circumcised penises.
Are you
and
fracking
which
kidding
one
me
that he was.
Why does
he
she
said,
need to know?
Yeah, I know. I know, Faith. You... These are all things when I was sitting here typing this out.
I
just
you.
Kept getting more and more like you are a waste of freaking human breath.
Give me 5 minutes with her. Five.
You are a waste of freaking blood and flesh, woman. Because here's the problem. I will always hold a woman in a higher standard when it comes to raising your kid.
Yeah.
And being a mother means so much more. You are the nurse.
I don't care
you
that
are,
she didn't
you
have
are
kids.
The freaking, you are everything to
you're
children.
Supposed to be protecting. And
yeah.
They, like, a lot of times, they'll feel safer with a woman than a man because men are harsher.
Exactly.
And she is preying on how many young boys at this point?
And I cannot sit here and lie to you and say that this story didn't annoy me to the point where the only person that I could think about was my son. Because I'm like, this is happening in school. Where yeah. You have no choice but to send that child every single day.
I want to know how she got the Teacher of the Award and the Teacher of the Month Award back in fifth grade and who voted on that.
I don't know. Maybe her age limit was 13. Who even knows?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So the other boy claimed that she never touched him. But again, you crossed a line that can never be uncrossed.
Yeah.
So as time went on, the affair that she was having with the 13-year-old boy was getting more and more intense.
It's not an affair. It's called, she was preying upon.
That's a better word. I didn't think about that.
I don't like affair. Affair is...
I didn't want to say relationship either because it's not a relationship like you're a pedo.
No, the grooming and preying upon the young gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Not gentleman, kid, the young kid.
The child.
Yes, continue.
So as time went on, things were getting more and more like aggressive between the two. And other kids started noticing like we're talking not like just the two that had already witnessed something that was going on. We're talking about like the classroom.
So if two kids have witnessed this individually,
mm-hmm.
and the classroom is noticing, middle school kids don't keep anything quiet. You're telling me no teacher overheard gossip?
Finally, in 2018, three kids went to the principal and reported what was going on.
Good for you three.
And a school investigation began. So let's think back just a little bit, maybe, you know, a paragraph or two.
To the principal that brought her there.
That thought she was amazing.
He's going to cover his ass.
And that principal was one and the same. As soon as Brittany caught wind of what was going on, and the rumors, like you had just said, that were going around about her and this kid.
It's not rumors. Until her seedy deeds became known.
Mm-hmm. So she catches wind of everything that's going on. She knows, you know, her ass is on the slab if she doesn't do something right.
Right.
So she runs to the principal's office. And she's crying on his shoulder and saying, I can't believe, you know, this is happening. The only two loves in my life are my career and my husband.
Yeah, you love your career because it gives you a plethora of young victims.
Right? I was just, oh man. Yep. I love it when we're in sync.
I'm so angry. I hate you so much.
So after this, you know, sob story that she gives to the principal was said and done, a week later, after that meeting, she went right back to texting the 13-year-old boy.
Did they report this to the police?
So anyway,
She
starts messaging the kid again.
Of course she did.
But you know what? This principal's not like, oh, she's my buddy, and I'm the one that brought her here.
Oh, so he takes responsibility for the kids in his care.
I'm not going to sweep this under the rug.
Good for you, Principal so-and-so.
No. The principal still did his due diligence and continued investigating, even bringing the child's of the one that said that there's... His parents to the school for an interview. And this interview is actually recorded. So again, this is another one of those links I can send you at some point. You guys can
kind of
watch. So
here's my question. Schools are mandatory reporters. So did he not report this yet?
I think based on...
Because he doesn't need to interview the parents. Like, the cops need to be interviewing people.
I don't know like policy when it comes to stuff like that. But if he's doing an interview himself and he finds any kind of... You know what I mean? Like, we all know how middle schoolers are.
Right.
Everybody's going to talk a lot of talk or, oh, you know, Timmy's getting better grades. I bet he's, like, sleeping with his teeth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, same would go, I would say, in like, high school, especially nowadays.
But you got three kids sitting down and
saying, hey, man, this is messed up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, like I said, I don't know if he's finding, like, reasonable cause to call the cops to say anything.
You want to know reasonable cause? Three kids sat down saying, your teacher's diddling a student. There's your reasonable cause to call the cops.
I would say, yeah, but again, I don't know the procedure. I don't know.
Continue. Sorry.
So like I said, he pulled the parents in for an interview. The parents said during that interview that they had a Family Safe app on the kid's phone.
Ooh.
And it would trigger when certain words were used. And so... During their conversations, the only thing that ever kept popping up that the app was triggering every time was the use of the word baby. So they've taken this whole classroom app thing abroad. They're not on that anymore. They're on social media.
She's got a little bit of brain power.
And they're on Instagram. Instagram Messenger.
Okay.
And so they would look into, you know, they would see the app baby. Well, maybe he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right? You know, just kind of... You're looking and you're peeping, but at the same time...
You're not paying attention.
You don't think it's your kid's teacher. You think,
Also valid.
He's dating somebody.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he's not going to come to me and tell me about it because he's 13 years old. He doesn't want me to know he's dating somebody.
Well, you would tell me or that phone would be gone. I'll tell you that right now.
Right? So the key words that kept popping up in the conversation were, like I had said, you know, baby and all that. And apparently the kid was starting to close his door at night, and the parents had a rule, you know, if you're going to be on your phone or on the internet or doing whatever, door stays open.
Yeah.
And the kid would always go in, try to close his door at night. His parents wouldn't let him. And so finally the parents got so suspicious of what was going on that they went to look in his phone to see who he had been talking to.
Yeah.
And the name that popped up was
Brittany,
Miss Zamora. Because that was her Instagram, right?
So the parents already knew this before the principal called him in?
I guess. I'm not. What? No, see, that's where I'm not 100%. Like, this whole.
You're watching interviews after the fact.
Yeah. Everything that I was, like, looking up, I couldn't find a whole lot. Like I said before, I couldn't. No names given, no nothing given. It was just. You know me, I like, yeah. Instead of reading everything, I like to do things based off of interviews or court cases, things that I can watch and suck in, you know? I don't like to read.
I love reading.
I hate reading. So anyway, the mom was actually the one that went through and decided to do this.
Yeah,
so mom went to her husband.
Yay, mom.
And they had a conversation, and they approached the kid. And they already knew, based on what they read through the Instagram account, right? The chatting. They knew what was going on.
Oh, I would have been at school the next morning, 8 o'clock, sitting in the front row, waiting for that bitch to walk
in
the classroom.
Did you ever see the movie, hold on, help me. Mark Wahlberg was in it, and they end up adopting kids into their house.
I know what you're talking about. No, I did not.
Okay, you need to watch it.
I want to watch. It's one of those good movies. I want to watch.
But at one point, the girl was, like, getting dick pics from a kid they thought was a kid in school. It was actually the 22-year-old janitor, and Mark Wahlberg goes up and, like, just beats the shiznit out of it. Like,
yep,
you got to watch it, dude.
100%.
It was a good movie.
I would be sitting in the classroom front row the next morning, waiting on her to walk in and be hey, you like to make friends on Instagram? Let's talk.
Could you imagine? Just, like, think for a second.
No. No. It's a bad place.
Think for a second.
No.
That I just found this out about my kid, and you're the teacher, and you've met me a couple times.
Well, you're not like most moms. His mom's probably nice and, you know.
But, yeah, would you, like, not just shit your pants? And think, I'm not gonna live.
I would never prey upon a child.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying, like, in general, like, if it was me sitting across from Miss Zamora.
She best be clutching her rosaries and making peace with whatever God she believes in. Because she about to meet him.
I'm telling you, dude. It's worth it. I honestly think
prison with a badge of honor.
Yes, I
would. All I'm going to say.
Yes, I would. Yes, I would. And I'd walk in with my hands up. I would. Like, ladies, I beat up a pedo. If you're a pedo, I'll beat you up too.
Yeah, I wouldn't even report it to the police.
I would
take it within my own hands, not trusting the justice system, and I would beat the life out of her body for months on end in my basement until she finally slowly bled out due to all the paper cuts given upon her.
I don't know, like, I think it was a movie reference from Casino, and it was the shorter guy. What is his name?
Joe Pesci. Never seen the movie, but I know Pesci.
I thought the line was hilarious. And I'm going to butcher the line, but basically he was like, I'm going to beat you so bad that I'm going to put you into a coma. And right around the time you wake up from your coma, I'll be getting out of prison. And I'll be doing it again. Like,
yes, Joe Pesci.
Pretty much exactly how
that
I feel
exactly
about that.
What is going to happen?
Like I said, probably totally butchered that line, but y'all bear with me.
You get the gist. We would maim her multiple times over generations.
So again, both parents know what's going on.
Until the kid is of age to consent in a sexual relationship, that's how long she should be beaten.
I don't disagree with that.
For all the years of his childhood she stole by being a predator, she should be beaten. As should every pedophile.
Little pair of despair heading her way, right?
They should be tortured until the child becomes 18, then put to death. That is my new stance on child pedophilia. Continue.
Yeah, no, I just want them to be, like, skinned alive. Yeah. I get really morbid and twisted about stuff like this because it really, it affects me deeply.
Deeply.
All right. So anyway, parents already knew what was going on, but they took it to the kid anyway. And they were like, we need you to be honest.
Yeah. You're not in trouble.
Please just tell me what is going on. And the kid was honest. He told the truth. And dad was like, okay, cool. Here's what I want you to do. And this is his words. You're going to contact this bitch.
Yeah, dad.
And you're going to trap her.
Yes, you are, son. Yes, you are.
You will make her say everything through these messages. Because he wanted proof beyond proof.
He wanted to be able to go to the police and say, here's your case. Convict.
After he got his proof, dad was so mad that he actually called this woman.
Uh-oh.
Himself. And again, guys, for your own amusement, just you're going to have to go look it up. They have the phone call, like, recorded.
I bet that's send me that link. I need to listen to that.
He called her a child molester.
Because she is.
A pedophile.
Because she is.
Asked if her husband knew what was going on.
He will shortly.
She was like, he's standing right here. He knows that I made a mistake. You know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, typical, like, crazy white bitch shit, right?
Her husband did not know she was sleeping with
a
child.
He was standing right there, I guess. And she told him. The guy even got on the phone. Apparently, she was, like, oozing gold out of her vagogo.
She's magical.
Magical vagoo that she's got going on.
So her husband knew she slept with a child and was okay and labeled it a mistake as well. It's not a mistake, my dear. It's called a crime.
Yeah, yeah. What did Eminem say? Statutory rape. You slipped, fell, and landed on his dick. Is that Eminem? Was that?
Yeah. Oh. I hate people. Continue.
Yeah. So,
can you imagine?
He literally,
if you were in a committed relationship and or marriage for, like, you know, 2-3 years, and your spouse is like, I'm so sorry, I was unfaithful, I made a mistake and had sex with a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
I would beat your brother to death and gladly go to prison.
Yeah. I would just look at him straight up and be like,
you got 3 seconds.
Everybody goes to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
your sleep tonight's going to.
Lorena Bobbitt.
Yes.
Sorry.
I definitely take matters into my own hands, if you know what I mean.
Hell yes.
Oh my god. But the guy literally was like, just forgive her. It was a mistake.
I
you know.
Bit everywhere. Forgive her? She raped a child. And there should be no lesser penalty or lesser stigma because she's a woman and the victim was a boy.
Yeah.
OMG, you stupid idiot. Continue. Made a mistake. Forgive her, my ass.
Yeah. So she gets on the phone with him again, the dad, and she's begging him. Is there any way that we can settle this, you know, outside?
Oh, yeah. Come meet me. We'll settle this outside. All right.
I assume she meant outside of court, right?
Oh, yeah. No, we'll come on.
She's like, I swear, you know, I'll never do it again. Blah, blah, blah. Dad was having none of it.
Yeah, because he's a decent human.
Hung up the phone, right? So then he called back later, and this time detectives were in the room with him. She was on speakerphone.
Nah, good dad.
And basically saying the same hoo-ha, hippity-blah-blah. Because
she's not smart enough not to censor herself.
Yeah. You know, she's like begging, you know, I'm just this petite, tiny woman. I made a mistake.
I'm the same size as him.
Right.
Oh, you freaking whore.
So, Brittany. Whatever, I'll keep it. Brittany works for me. Was arrested and sentenced to 20 years in 2019.
Good.
For molestation. Now,
she should have been.
We're going to pause here for just a second. This woman was convicted of one sexual assault on a 13-year-old boy minor and was sentenced to 20 years in prison.
If she's out, I will punch you in the throat.
No, I'm just sitting here wondering why you can molest an 8-year-old little girl and get less when you're a guy.
Valid question.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
I don't have all the statistics on.
No, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, they should have had mercy on fudge. No.
No, I don't think she should be allowed out in polite society.
Nope. you like to touch little kids? I'm going to take your hands. You can't touch anything anymore.
I feel like 20 years is enough for the prison system to do their thing with the child offender.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I hope so.
I don't have forgiveness in my heart for people that do stuff like this.
Nope.
Honestly, if you rotted in a cell for the rest of your life and then rotted in hell, I would not bat an eyelash. Like, eternity probably wouldn't feel enough.
Prison system God is awful God is, for
There's
child
a reason
offenders.
Lisa's not God, and it's because she's not forgiving as him.
No. Among other things.
So, as it sits currently, she won't be released till she's in her late 40s.
Still young enough to prey on people.
She cannot be released on good behavior.
Good. And they shouldn't be.
But again,
her victim pool is not this age range to be in prison. The people she preys upon are children.
Again, I'm going to say it. That's not even applicable. The other case that I had just done, he got out on what? Good behavior and slaughtered all of those girls.
Yeah.
At a freaking party or a slumber party.
Yeah.
By the way, that died out. I got nothing anymore.
No. You're talking about that one guy with the...
I'll have to go back and remember his name. I can't think straight right now. But I'm telling you, dude.
You shouldn't get to get out.
What is this world doing?
Guess what? When you're in a padded room, in a celled room where they lock you up at night, let you out to eat, shower, sleep, and you have monitors the whole time, most of the time you're going to be on good behavior, because if not, you're going into the hole.
Right. You know, but then you have guys like the guy that I literally was just talking about who still found a way to get a cell phone and manipulate children via that cell phone.
I'm gonna repeat. People suck. I hate people.
Our justice system is
a joke.
It's laughable, yeah. So anyways, she cannot be let out on good behavior.
Which should always be a stipulation.
That should be a stipulation, period, for like most criminals.
Not the little pot people that are in jail. I'm talking about if you have a violent crime, a sexual crime, like you rape, you rob, you murder, you attempt murder.
Like, let me just say this.
You should not get out on good behavior, because guess what? Your behavior is appalling.
Let me just say this. I walk in on a kid being molested.
Yeah.
I take said adult and beat the holy piss Herb out of them.
Yeah.
And I get arrested for assault. Okay, I should not be doing more time in prison for an assault charge than the rapist.
Yes.
Okay?
Agreed.
So you want to let someone like me out on good behavior?
Yeah.
Or let me just not go to jail?
I think you deserve a good citizen award. I don't think you deserve it. It's not an assault.
But in our justice system, assault is assault.
Can we not just say citizen's arrest and they were resisting every time? Citizen's arrest! Citizen's arrest!
That would be amazing. I don't think it works that way. We should look into that.
We should.
Can we just go back to
form a task force?
Our first year of recording?
Yeah.
And just make a petition? Can we just do that? I've got a lot of petitions I'd like to write up at this point. The more in-depth we get into this crap, the more I'm like, I'd sign that. I'd sign that in a heartbeat.
Tell me where to sign. I've got lots of Google accounts. I can sign them multiple times, bro.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so as if all of that wasn't... Oh, I'm sorry. Backtrack just a little bit. I lost my place.
Good behavior.
Yeah, she can't get out on good behavior. Once she is released, she will have to register as a sex offender and spend the rest of her life on parole.
Good.
Again, just think back to any of the stories that we've told about the men.
No, most of the time, they're out of prison on good behavior and reoffending.
Yeah, they just move states and they don't even have to sign a new registry.
Yeah.
That was one of the ones that we talked about a little while ago.
Yes, Boomhauer, it is.
Anyway. You're such a mean person. Anyways, so as if this entire conversation, this entire story wasn't disturbing enough.
Yeah.
I got one more disturbing thing for you.
Oh, no. Is she pregnant?
No.
Okay.
So and when I was looking in toward the end of everything, there were posts on social media that I had seen of people saying, and this is honest to God, real life, all right? Mostly men. That's like every boy's dream. It's really not that big of a deal. Banging your teacher is like a dream come true.
exactly what I said earlier, in most guys' head. What is wrong with America? Like, our society as a whole. That you would hear a story of a child being sexually assaulted, groomed and sexually assaulted. Because guess what? He's too young to make that decision. He is under the age of consent. So he cannot make that decision. So for us to praise that is a problem. A big problem. So why are we just okay with I don't even know how to form my question, because I'm so appalled that people are celebrating this kid being groomed and sexually assaulted by someone who is supposed to care for him and teach him.
So one of the people that were doing like ad libs onto these interviews was a psychiatrist. And he was talking about basically all of that, but stating that it is the same in every victim, that, yeah, you know, you might get your high fives, you might get this, you might get that, but in reality, you've ruined him.
Yeah.
Because now this teacher he thought he was in love with, this person that took something from him.
Yeah.
And I know nobody really makes a huge deal out of sex. Yeah. People don't make a huge deal out of sex anymore.
No, because it's mainstream. I was watching TV, not HBO, not anything else. I was watching cable TV. And my child, who is in second grade, who, again, I prepare her for the real world, but I shelter her as much as possible. Just in there watching, and there's a dick on the TV, cock and balls and everything, on freaking cable.
What?
Cock and balls, right there on my big 70-inch screen.
There's
TV.
No way.
Hand to God. Ask your brother. Hand to God, because I
what
said...
What were you watching?
They just showed a freaking dick on TV. They didn't edit that crap out at
what
all.
What station were you on?
I want to say Freeform.
Well, that's probably why.
It's a Fox.
I know.
It is.
But all those ones that you get them off of.
It was on cable. I was on cable. I was on YouTube TV. I was not watching a movie. I was not streaming. I was on freaking YouTube TV. And there it is. So it was not like I'm on Netflix or something. I'm on freaking cable.
Yeah.
Where you just scroll through the channels and there was a cock and ball right there. Showed three different times in like 5 minutes. I'll tell you the name of it after we're off there because I don't want to be sued. But yeah, no. Mainstream TV right there. Cock and ball. My child is in the room. Seriously?
Nobody cares anymore.
No. No.
And they don't realize how damaging it is to a young kid.
Yeah.
Especially one that has to experience it.
Yeah.
Apparently this kid suffers from depression.
You think?
And has a hard time with any kind of relationship.
I wonder why.
And I'm like sitting here to myself, like, there's a reason there's an age for adulthood. And I don't think 18 is it either.
No.
Your brain as a male adult isn't fully developed until it's 25.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming a woman's probably about the same.
They say women are quicker, but I don't know. I don't think that...
Not Brittany.
No, her brain is broken.
Yeah, her brain's broken.
It's not that she is not matured. It's that she's broken. If you are past the age of 18 and you find a 13 and under child attractive enough to be physically intimate, your brain is broken. Period. End of.
Yeah.
So what did she have to say for herself in the trial? Did she basically
admitted to it. She got her sentence and that was...
No apology? No...
Oh, of course she apologized. Of
did
course,
she
during her trial,
that it was wrong, or was she in love with him?
She admitted,
freaking whore.
No, everything I did was horrible. I never should have done. Blah blah blah. I don't include stuff like that because everybody says the same crap.
Yeah, AKA, I wish I hadn't gotten caught and could still be screwing a child.
Yeah. In a nutshell,
what a freaking monster!
I think they said in the 2030 era. Is when she'll be released. Maybe if we're still around, we can revisit this.
Oh, I'm putting an alarm on my phone tonight on my calendar.
We'll come.
It'll be in the cloud.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'll meet her there with my cane.
Did you see?
Well, no, it's me. It's probably my wheelchair.
She's younger than us. I mean, she's older than us.
No, younger.
No, because I am older than 22.
Yes. Because she was like 24-ish, somewhere around there when she was arrested.
So we're close in age. We can take her. Two against one.
Close in age, Faith?
Back in 2016.
Oh, okay.
She's not 22 now, dum-dum.
I understand that.
age doesn't pause because you get in prison.
I didn't say it did.
So she was 22 in 2016.
I don't remember how old I was. That's how old I am.
I don't know how old I am currently, Lisa.
Sometimes I have to get on my calculator and deduct time from
that. Nope, I just quit keeping track of it. Mm. Oh, well, that is just... You know what? People do better. And I'm not talking about her because she's broken and a whore and I hate her.
It just pisses
you know
me
what?
Off.
I'm that sorry. They, like, that they're... is offensive to ladies of the Noche. She is not a whore. She is a piece of scum.
Yeah.
Pawn scum. Yeah. That has been shat pawn.
Yeah.
By someone with...
Yeah, she's like...
Diseases.
Rat finkle matter. I don't even know, dude. All I know is, like, just sitting and, like, doing this story, I'm like... It was at a school. It was at a school with people that we're supposed to trust day in and day out. And then you sit and you think about, like, the crap that goes on at daycares.
Wait, did you see the? Did you see that daycare that had the kids, like, throwing food at them and stuff?
No.
Oh, my gosh. How did... This is, like, within a month.
I've been watching a lot of House. Not TikTok.
There's legit... And I've actually laid off the TikTok because I'm sucked into my new book series. It's about the prairie land.
Oh my god! I was gonna ask what it was called, but now I'm kind of like, nah, I don't care.
Actually, so okay. So, side note, not that
was there a little house.
I used to read, you know, the steamy novels,
yeah,
all the time. And every time Lisa would be like, "What are you reading?" I'd make up some story about like, oh, back on the prairie with the Indians. And she asked me once, and I couldn't keep a straight face, and I was like, "I'm reading smut," and this is. How you know I'm reading smut, because anytime anybody's like, what are you reading? I'm always like, oh, it's about colonial era.
Yes,
plantation.
You did that.
I did
lot.
It all the time. No, oh, I'm actually it's not a prairie book. But I'm sucked into this book series. I'm on like book 7. And so I've not been watching TikTok as much, but I watched TikTok the other morning because I was just trying to, you know, wake up. And there's this daycare. That the daycare workers, it was all children in high chairs. So we're talking like 12 months to 18 months.
Okay.
They're all in high chairs. And they're literally like, they have like Jason masks and clown masks, like running and scaring the kids, screaming in their face, throwing food at them.
What?
Like their kids are waiting to eat lunch and they're literally throwing food, like spaghetti at them or something. And the kids are sobbing. They're laughing in the kids' faces, and it went viral. Like, the daycare obviously is no longer in business, which it shouldn't be. Those people should be brought up on charges. If that was my child, again, I'd beat you to death.
I'm literally just sitting here thinking, like, if I ever came to pick my kid up early,
and
I saw something like that, I would have to apologize to every single parent in the daycare that their child had to witness bloodshed.
Yes.
Because there'd be a lot of it.
Oh.
I'm talking broken noses, jaws, your just orbital bone.
Death.
Gone. Yes. Yes. Like, you may never see again.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's something as simple as, which I'm going to air your dirty laundry. First week of school, Caleb had to go talk to the principal about something. You found out about it later.
Yep.
Different stories, and had to call the school and be like, hello.
Can somebody tell me what's going on here?
Why was my kid in the principal's office? Yep. B, what did he do? C, why did no one call me, text me, app me, something?
There are 100 million lines of communication. It's the same crap. Oh, I got busy. Dude, I understand getting busy, but I also know that you take time for the things that are important.
Yeah. And my kid better be the top of that list. Because
I'm going to be real life. You're sitting in a meeting. You're sitting there in a meeting.
Yeah.
Pick your phone up.
No.
You have my cell. Text me.
If you don't have time, you make the teachers contact. Send a note home.
They have phones in their classrooms.
Of ways to do this.
Yep. Like, don't sit here and discipline my kid and not tell me why he's disciplined.
Because if he needs to be disciplined, he can get it twice. Once
absolutely.
At school,
thank
once
you.
Once at home.
And I have told every single teacher from day one, because I know what my kid's like.
Yeah.
I am not, and I told all of them, I'm not delusional.
No.
I'm going to have your back.
Well, see, and that's the thing. So many people, oh, my Johnny couldn't. Oh, my little Timmy is just, oh, not my Susie. And then they, like, scream and get in the teacher's face for their kid failing or their kid doing whatever.
Yep.
Bro, hey, guess what, McFly? You're the problem, not the teacher, not your kid.
Yep.
You're the problem. you need to make the kid have some responsibility and consequences. Because guess what? The real world's going to. It's like, I felt like a horrible, like the biggest piece of crap mom ever last week. Because we, Twisted Tales news. Mr. and Mrs. McQuackworth is now only one of those. We don't know their gender still. Because coyotes got one of our duckies. And we found out about it one morning. We were trying not to let my child find out. She found out the duck was gone, so I just told her the duck was out learning to fly. She was very upset because it didn't have a phone or navigation to find its way home to us. It was going to find a pond. But she's sobbing the whole way to school. She's crying because her pet's gone.
Yep.
That's like her first pet that she remembers.
Yep.
It's hers. Brought her to school. She cried all the way to school. She cried.
FYI, your husband better get acclimated to the fact that Auntie's probably going to buy her a puppy for her birthday.
He will only let a Rottweiler, and that's out of the budget. We don't want. He wants a Rottweiler. I've almost got.
You don't know that. You don't know what I'm capable of, Faith.
There
are puppies falling off of trucks everywhere.
I will give you the money to buy a Rottweiler and surprise her, and then. But
Faith told me it was okay.
No, that's
oh yeah, buddy.
But I mean, I walked her up to the door. She is still crying in front of her principal because her principal is amazing and sits out, knows all their names, sits out there to talk to him. She's still crying. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I cried the whole way back to the house because I was working at home that day. But I cried the whole way home because what kind of piece of crap mom am I? But you know what? The real world, just because you have a bad day or something happens doesn't
care.
Mean they don't care. You can use your PTO if you want to stay home, but you're going to pay for it. Like, you can't just not go to work because you have a bad day.
Yeah.
And that's what I told her. I was like, baby, I know it's sad. We'll look for Phil when you get done with school, but you have to go to school because this is your job right now.
Yep.
And so you need to stop thinking about Phil. Try to take a few deep breaths.
Like, the world doesn't pause because you're upset.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
and guess
what? It's like getting sick and missing a day of work. Guess what? Not only did you miss that day of work, but you have today's work to do.
Yeah. Hey, I've been working at my desk puking in the trash can all day because I'm only using my PTO for fun things. I'll be damned if I use it because I'm sick. You're going to make me work while I'm sick. You can get the germs and clean up that puke trash bag when I leave because that's not my job. But you've got to prepare your kids. So you need to be back to the original point of my story. You need to be an advocate for that teacher. If the teacher says your kid's acting like shit, guess what? Bet it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, peep America. Oh,
man. Tonight's story it's real.
Oh, as soon as you said trigger warning. I knew she was a child predator.
Anybody that's ever listened to this podcast knows what my trigger is.
Yeah.
Knows. Hmm. I'll say it once. I've said it once, and I'll say it again. If you want to donate to stuff, A21 campaign, anytime I have extra money, that's where I'm throwing it.
Yep.
But I got to be honest, Faith. Like, I know it's...
People suck.
There's just no good scenario, you know?
No!
You always wanted to be a stranger. Or
it doesn't make it any easier.
No, it doesn't. You don't want to admit it to family member. You don't want to admit it to teacher. You don't want to admit the things that are happening. And that's why I'm so like, I do helicopter mom and I don't feel bad. Caleb goes on and plays Fortnite. And if I'll just go take the headset off and listen.
What? I called you last week.
Over the Roblox thing.
Because Caleb was with me all day on an in-service day. And my child was playing her Roblox. Caleb's phone was dead. She gave Caleb her phone. And the next day when we dropped him off, she was like, Mom, I just want you to know Caleb accepted a bunch of friends at Roblox. And I'm not talking to them because we don't know if they're scammers or not. But I didn't do it. So what do I do? As soon as she gets her happy bell card, call Lisa. Hey, Lisa.
And that's the sucky part of all this is we're getting to that age now where he is getting sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
And... That just means I'm going to have to come down harder, I guess.
Well, quite frankly, it could have been people that he does know, but I don't know that.
Yeah, doesn't matter,
I
want
to make sure you knew that. This is, I am always on the side of the parent.
Well, I had called you that one night and told you about the chatting part.
Yeah.
And told you that there were some things that I was seeing that didn't make any sense to me. I didn't know what it was, and I made him delete it. Like, I don't. Yeah. People are sketchy. Trust no one.
It is your ultimate
Happy
job
Thursday.
To protect the children,
yeah.
Your child, protect your children and those around you that you're involved with. And guess what? That doesn't mean you're going to be their best friend, but that does mean you're going to keep them safe and you can sleep at night soundly knowing that you're a decent human and shouldn't be impaled on a railroad spike using hummus as lube.
Agreed. Yeah, keep smirking, whore. Did you ever see that video on TikTok that went viral?
That's not
where
very
they were asking northern women,
yes,
if they would ever kill for their
and
kid.
All the northerners are like, I don't think so. I don't know. And the guy's like, and this is why I'm afraid of my southern wife. There's no hesitation. She'll kill for her kid. She'll kill for your kid. She'll kill for the neighbor's kid.
That kill somebody if they messed up my dog.
She's like she. He was like, she don't even have to know the kid. If she sees it, she'll kill for that kid. Then that's why southern women be crazy. Wear that title with pride, my friend.
I don't even feel bad.
No, I feel like I'm doing my civic duty. I am going to scream citizen's arrest the whole time, so hopefully that'll... You're resisting! Bam!
With a 9-inch blade.
Yeah.
Citizen's arrest!
Yeah.
Stabbing.
Was it necessary to make them bite the concrete curb? Yes.
I just wanted them to stop moving. They kept telling me to get off of them. I said stop! They didn't.
I just worry about humanity in general.
I agree.
Just the world.
There's just too many things where I look at it now and I'm like,
and everyone's really? Okay with this?
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Well, Brittany, I hope you are drinking toilet wine while someone just beats the crap out of you daily. When you enter polite society, I hope there's a petition and all the signers waiting for you.
I agree.
And I wish nothing but horrible things upon you.
Yeah.
That and I about hope right. Little Boy Blue is able to move past this eventually.
So do I.
Because he's a young adult now. 18, 19, 20, 21. So he's like 16, 17 now. He's still like in high school. But let's be honest. His parents are probably homeschooling him because that's what I do. I'd never trust the school system again.
I have no idea.
Well.
Anyways.
That's our story.
That is the story.
Hope you guys.
Hope you guys get on board.
Enjoy the telling.
And think about it logically when it comes to situations like this. And start to maybe agree on the Twisted Tales side of, you know, I always had a woman that told me, do the consequences justify the action? And I think we live in a society where no, it's not.
No, there are no consequences.
I would agree.
Get away with freaking anything.
Yep.
And even if you do get consequences, they're lightened because of good behavior. Guess what? If you're in prison, good behavior should be like the bar.
Yeah, you need to like exceed.
Yeah.
You need to come out of like with a master's.
Because your behavior was so far in the dirt, just rising up to that level is penance and not like a free pass.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Okay, well.
Y'all have a good night. Sorry I ruined it. I do that a lot.
Well, that's all.
That's all.
Bye.
Bye.